With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. A Monterey County doctor spent 2 months working on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic in New York City. He was deployed as part of the military's response to the coronavirus. And now he's sharing his story. KZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Dr. Edward Ramirez arrived in New York in early April, right after the state's peak. Ramirez, who's in the U.S. Army Reserves, witnessed the virus at its worst. His assignment? Run a testing clinic for employees at Lincoln Hospital in South Bronx.
It was basically the center for the pandemic in New York City and also the largest hit hospital in the United States.
Dr. Ramirez said he was fearful, and so was his wife, especially because he's in a high-risk group. He turned 63 while in New York.
My biggest worry was that I was going to contract this disease and never see my wife again.
So he was very careful. He washed his hands a lot and wore multiple layers of PPE. Luckily, he never tested positive. Dr. Ramirez saw about 55 COVID-positive patients a day. He said most had minor symptoms and then recovered. But a few tested positive for over a month and didn't have any symptoms.
I think the prevalence of the virus is a lot greater than what we've seen. And we're just seeing that knowledge come out with the amount of testing that we're doing.
Dr. Ramirez added that Monterey County is completely different from New York, not a congested city. His message, be cautious, but don't panic. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.